I am not the man who stole a landscape. The landscape stole me. When I receive visitors at the end of the day in the patio at Port Yigat, I always play Tristan and Isolde. The record is scratched and the hi-fi second rate. It sputters. This is fine. One would say that someone was frying sardines. The shack was to be composed of one room about 4 meters square, which was to serve as a dining room, bedroom, studio, and entrance hall. One went up a few steps, and on a little hallway opened 3 doors leading to a shower, a toilet, and a kitchen, hardly big enough to move around in. I wanted it to be very small. The smaller, the more intrauterine.
Your gaze finds a refuge in my quietness, and I follow in its wake to an age of dreams. A vision bound by your absence. A truth dwelling in my inland depths. The sap you spilled navigates my blood. So long have I sought the endless shadow swells cast by your pale fires. And a lightness so pure remains still a mystery. No hour has skimmed the tissue of your youth, but rather somehow retained the myriad joys of a distant childhood.
I am not the